You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Fred Ballerain, Assistant Professor of Biology at Laterno. Take a listen.
One thing about life is that we may not always know all the steps of our life, but it's important to recognize that when God created us, He has got a purpose for us in our lives. He has everything in place. In other words, we are not accidents. We are created for a purpose. Just like if somebody's having a need, they first have to get a need, and then out of that need, they can create a position and advertise that position for somebody to fill it. So what happens, the person who is having a need has gotten what he needs, the person who is going to come in to fulfill. That's the job requirements. So when God was putting us together and having us come on earth, be born, it was like that was everything that He needed us to do. So many times people are worried, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be? All those kinds of things. It's an important thing, but if we trust God, He's going to direct our steps. So this brings my story of coming to Laterno University. I never knew that there was your Laterno University anyway. I never even heard about it. When I was in Africa, before I came over here, I didn't even think I would be here. But somehow, God orchestrated events. After I finished my doctorate, I got a postdoc position in the University of California, Irvine, in the Department of Public Health, from where I went to the University of California, San Francisco, in the Department of Infectious Diseases. So after doing my postdoc for some time, I felt like I need to use my skills to share them with some other people and with a Christian perspective. So as I was there, I began looking for positions. And late night, I was tired, you know, as a postdoc with a lot of tiredness. I saw this job advertised on Academic Keys, and it was Laterno University, Texas. I realized a Christian university. I looked at it, and I saw that this should be a great place for me. So I applied, and I was invited for the interview. But there was something which was very striking when I came over to Laterno University. The environment, the people, anybody whom we would see, there was something different and welcoming in this place. So I felt at home in Laterno University. I just felt at home. I felt this is the place that I need to be. And the interview went, and God got me here. So I'm teaching biology, microbiology, and cell biology. And one of the things in our department, we are actually doing authentic research. We are having our students do real research rather than the cookbook kind of work, which was something which is pertaining to the idea that I had as an undergraduate student, because I had a professor who initiated me into research. And I got so ingrained in it, and I got hooked onto research. So it's quite boring to do things where you always expect the answer. But this research brings in some kind of uncertainty, some kind of determination, some kind of grit. And it trains you in a lot of critical thinking, which is a skill that is lacking in many parts of the world right now. So our students are able to go through this exciting journey of scientific discovery. they are able to learn real life skills which are going to be used when they go out of this place. They know how to troubleshoot. They know how to deal with frustrations of experiments failing. And they have that kind of trust that they can be able to do it with some guidance from their instructors. And our students have been able to publish at a level when they're undergraduate. This is something which you cannot easily find in many places. And another thing about this place is the faculty, the students, anybody whom we find here, they have that kind of, you know, it's like a kind of a family, you know, it's like a kind of that Lotanu experience. It keeps me going. And when you see the students, they are excited, they are working very hard. And, you know, at Lotanu, in our department and general overall, we know that students must be trained for the challenges that are going to come up. So we don't dilute things. We challenge them to do their best. And many times at the end, it's like so exciting when you see students graduating and maybe they write you, they have gone to graduate school and they are really performing very well in graduate school. There's those who have gotten jobs, how they come back, or so they, you know, the other time when one of my students came back, she had a baby and she came to the lab with the baby. I had to jump out, you know, just it's like I felt like I'm almost like a grandfather, you know, because like this was my student, you know. She was a pre-nursing student. She's now a nurse. And it was so exciting, these kinds of lifelong relationship that we get with our students. Now, I really believe so much in Christian education. Because one of the questions maybe which people would be interested in, could the world be a better place without Christians? But if we are to look in history, we realize that Christian education is really very important considering the historical perspective of history. For example, if you look at the best and the most influential universities in the world, they were begun by Christians. For example, Harvard University was begun by Reverend Harvard. If you look at Johns Hopkins University and the Mayo Clinic, these were started by Christians. Look at Lotanu University, a great university. It was begun by Christians. I mean, I would invite people to go and do some kind of research on the great universities around the world. They will discover that they were initiated by Christians. Meaning that without Christians, we would not be having all these great institutions which have produced a lot of good stuff. No matter the kind, the current status, but the initiators were that. Let us look at the best hospitals in the world. These were begun by Christians. Look at the best of the most influential charities around the world. They were begun by Christians. Look at organizations like, for example, right now, Samaritan's Purse. Look at Mercy Ship, just to mention a few. Look at situations where there have been problems. Like, for example, if you have had maybe some kind of hurricanes, we have had earthquakes in places. Apart from the government, look at who are the people who are always there to reach out to the people, no matter whether the people who are in trouble have been Christians or not. You realize that Christians have been all over the place helping people. Let us look at science. If you look in history and you do the analysis, you find that more than 90% of the people who contributed immensely to the scientific revolution were Christian scientists. Let us look at people, for example, Isaac Newton, Blaise Pascal. Let us look at people like Robert Ross, who discovered the cause of malaria. Those were Christians. If you look into history, you see that, you know, at times people say that, you know, there's a conflict between Christianity and science. But you realize that many of these scientists, the genius like Ross, who was the first Nobel Prize recipient in the UK, he was a Christian. So there's no conflict between Christianity and science. And that's something which is quite exciting for me. The only issue is like if people are simply having a wrong worldview, but if we are to look at facts and we look at them in real and robust way, you find that there's no conflict. And history tells us from the people who start that kind of thing. If you look at human rights, the people who are playing a key role in human rights were largely Christians. I will mention Corrie ten Boom. I'll mention Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Those were Christians. Benjamin Mays, just to mention a few. People who are fighting for human rights. Let us look at women's rights. Let us look at all preservation of life. So Christian education is really very important. And another thing, if you look, I may not know a lot about other religions, but if I just look at Christianity and the Christian education, you realize that as far as acceptance and tolerance of other people who are not like them, Christians have done a great job in this. Christians are people, apart from people who misunderstand the message of Jesus Christ, because like, for example, Peter, one time when they came to arrest Jesus, he got out a knife to fight and cut off somebody's ear. Jesus said, no, that's not the way to do things. You know, those who fight by the sword shall die by the sword. Put back your sword. Even if these people are against us, let us show them love. And he said that love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if we are able to train people with these kinds of ethics, these kinds of considerations, then the world will be a better place. If we are to have Christians taught with these kinds of true aspects of Christianity, then we would have people who would not be fighting people just because they are not like them. That level of acceptance, that level of tolerance, it's like I can tell you, somebody may choose not to become a Christian, but in Christianity, you don't kill your relatives if they have quit Christianity, for example. So if we, it's really very important to emphasize these kinds of Christian ethics. In most of the places, if somebody is aware that I am accountable to a supreme being, they can be able to work better. They can be able to relate better with other people because they know that beyond these people I'm relating with, I'm accountable to a supreme being. So it's really very important to me and very exciting to me to be part of this journey and this part of contribution whereby we are giving people a great education. We are not relaxing standards. We are causing students, you know, to work their best so that they can be effective people in the workplace. And people who are going to be able to accept other people who are not like them, other people who do not believe like them, because the world is diverse, but who will show the love of Jesus Christ? Who will show the love of God out to the people? Because the world is hurting. People are being rejected, all those kinds of things. So, and people who will go out there, students who will go out there in the workplace and they can be relied on by their employers. Because beyond the employers, our students, our alumni will be able to know that besides the employer, I'm accountable to God. I'm accountable to a supreme being. So I will do the best to be the best employee for my employer and also to create unity and love and pass on the love of Jesus Christ to the hurting world. So it's quite exciting. Lontano University is quite exciting. It's a wonderful place. I have enjoyed my stay in this place and I'm focused. I'm focused because I see that this is not just a job, but a call to serve. I'm not here for the money. I'm here to serve God and to serve my students and serve my fellow faculty and other people whom God will allow me to touch. So it has been exciting. Like, for example, where students leave, they keep in touch. You know, there was one time one of my students was having, their dog was sick and cold, you know. So we need to pray. We need to pray about our dog. They're going to be put down. We prayed And the Lord healed that dog, you know. So many exciting things, answers to prayer, crying together with our students in class, in offices, and doing all these kinds of things. It's a community, and it's quite exciting. And I thank God. I would invite everyone to be part of Lotano University or associated with it, if it were possible for you. And may God bless you.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.